WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
Puerto Rico, Trump at the UN. I'm Elliot Francis. Hurricane Maria, passing over the island of Dominica, is now pulling focus on the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Correspondent Leila Santiago is in San Juan, where residents there are preparing.
In the stores, there were lines for water, people trying to get their hands on generators, which pretty much seems impossible here right now. Even though there was no school, a lot of businesses were already closing down. There was quite a bit of traffic as people were out and about just trying to make last minute preparations for Hurricane Maria.
Maria downgraded slightly to a Category 4 storm carrying winds of up to 155 miles per hour. President Trump is set to give his first address to the UN Security Council later this morning. John Lawrence has a preview.
President Trump is expected to take a harsh stand toward North Korea during Tuesday's speech at the UN, says a senior administration official. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says time is running out for Pyongyang and that the Pentagon might need to get involved.
We wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
The Iran nuclear accord will also be a major issue this week. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The lawyer for the family of a student killed by Georgia Tech campus police says the officer who fired the fatal shot just overreacted. Campus police killed 21-year-old Scout Schultz, who they say was advancing on officers with a knife. Here's Schultz family attorney Chris Stewart.
At the end of the day, there were two failures. That one officer who decided to take Scout's life, firing that shot when none of the officers were at the appropriate level of threat. And the other failure was Georgia Tech. They have confirmed that they don't give their officers tasers, which is insane.
Police say they made several arrests after a vigil for Scout Schultz turned violent Monday. At least three people are facing charges of inciting a riot. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The two top candidates who want to be Virginia's next governor will hold their second debate tonight at Capital One headquarters in Tysons. Republican Ed Gillespie and Democrat Ralph Northam face off this evening, with Northam currently holding a slight edge in campaign fundraising. Prince William County, your supervisors vote tonight on a $14 million plan for a new animal shelter. Gainesville Supervisor Pete Candlin.
I concur that of the four options that we're seeing, it looks like option C is the best option. But I do want to just underscore again how outrageous I think this process is.
The vote at 7:30 this evening. The Redskins remain one of the NFL's most valuable franchises.
Forbes is out with its list of most valuable NFL franchises. The Redskins are still near the top at number four. Mark Gannis with Sports Corp Limited says what sets the Skins apart is
location premium, meaning if you were going to ever sell the team, is there a premium associated just because of where the team is located? Washington is a very high location premium.
Most revenues are shared in the NFL, but the main difference makers come from the stadium.
From suites and club seats and advertising and naming rights.
Which may be why owner Dan Snyder is already talking about a new stadium. The top three are Dallas, New England, and the New York Giants. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day up at 22,331, NASDAQ at 64.54. In sports, Washington Capitals fall in their first preseason game, 4-1 in New Jersey. Nationals take on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. Max Scherzer on the mound. Orioles lose to the Red Sox 10-8. And the Redskins play Suhaug Cravens on the reserve list, out for the season. Skins stating they hope he uses the time to reflect on whether or not he'd like to resume his NFL career. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio Sundays at 3 on WMAL.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're looking good around the region. In fact, the overnight work crews, Beltway, George Avenue, looks like they are picking up the cones right now. So even though they're getting ready to wrap it up, be careful in that zone. Obviously, you want to keep the speeds down anytime you work through construction zone outer loop, George Avenue, around to Connecticut Avenue right now on 270, leaving Frederick down through to the Beltway. Fantastic. I'm seeing a lot of roads up at speed right now, 95, 395, 66, and heading into town, 295. A great time to be on that route as well, heading to the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry forecast here through the middle and end of the week. Clouds this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon. Breezy at times, 83. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 70 degrees at Reagan National. Toys R Us files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Mary Walter, Vince Colonies here, Mornings on the Mall, 7:05. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. He'll preview President Trump's speech at the UN today for us. At 7:35, Dick Hare, he is the chairperson of the Republican Party in Maryland. A lot of Democrats running against Larry Hogan for governor. At 8:35 from the National Review, Jim Garrity on the Virginia gubernatorial debate tonight. He'll tell us what to expect. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be joining us. Tax reform on the table. Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning. My question this morning is, are you prepared? Do you want something passed now on Obamacare, no matter what it is? Do you just want something passed from the Republican Party? Right now, there's a lot of pressure underway to reach a September 30th deadline in order to satisfy all the legislative rules and to get something passed with a simple majority in the Senate. Remember, last time this happened, that giant thumbs down vote from John McCain when Mitch McConnell thought that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and sure enough, thumbs down from John McCain. Now, John McCain is a question mark yet again on this latest piece of legislation, this Graham Cassidy bill. Ultimately, to sum it up for you, the federal government would block grant money to the states. Basically, they'd get a lump sum of money, give it to your state or your Commonwealth, Virginia, and say, build the health system you want. Give the subsidies that you want. Give the coverage you want. We're done with this. This is not going to be an unwieldy federal system anymore. This is going to be federal money that we give to the states and tell them, build the system that you want. There are a couple holdouts right now. Susan Collins, as expected, she often is. Lisa Murkowski, who comes from a state, Alaska, that's heavily dependent on this Medicaid funding, and she's concerned about losing federal funding of any kind. And John McCain. And the interesting thing here is Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has fully endorsed this thing. He's for Graham Cassidy, now placing pressure on his state senator, John McCain, to join the party. And maybe, just maybe, vote for it. The last guy who's not a question mark but is completely against this thing is Rand Paul. And Rand Paul, for a variety of reasons. Let's go to cut three. This is Rand Paul speaking out against the Graham Cassidy bill and why.
You know, as a doctor, I don't think there's anybody in America who probably hates Obamacare and thinks it's a disaster for us more than I do. But this isn't repeal. You heard it in a clip from Senator Graham. This keeps the Obamacare spending, keeps well over 90% of the spending and the taxes. And then what it does is it reshuffles the money and it takes it from Democrat states and gives it to Republican states. I think it's going to end up looking, once people look at this bill, like a petty partisan bill that doesn't really fix the problem, because really what we're doing is, or what they want to do, is reshuffle the money, redistribute it from Republican to Democrat states, but basically keep all of the Obamacare money and taxes in place. That's not repeal in my book.
Yeah, so it keeps all the spending. It's all the federal spending just stays in place. That's not repeal in his view. Chuck Schumer, for his part, thinks that this whole thing is just a mean, mean exercise.
Trump cares back, and it's meaner than ever.
Ooh, sizzling. Meaner than ever, according to Chuck Schumer. And then Lindsey Graham, this is the pitch he's making for this thing.
I think we'll get 50 votes for a block grant. What we do is we repeal the individual mandate, the employer mandate. We take all the money we would have spent on Obamacare and block grant it back to the states by 2026. Here's the question for the Republican Party. Do we have the same determination to repeal Obamacare as Democrats had to pass it? I'll say this to the Republican Party. If you walk away and you give up, we'll never get over this.
So there you go. And then meanwhile, the president of the United States has been raising, you know, interested in this as well. So there's quite a bit going on. Here's a lot of back and forth. But at its core, do you just want something passed at this point? And does that something mean that you like Graham Cassidy? Would you be for this bill? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or tweet us at WMALDC.
And actually, going back, I was sitting here while you were talking, going back through this, and I found a piece in The Hill from September 6th, where John McCain was asked if he would support the bill. And he's asked if he would support it, and McCain told reporters, yes, you think I wouldn't be. So it looks like he has signaled in the past that he would support this Graham Cassidy bill. So that's a good thing. I think he likes the idea of throwing it back to the states. Here's the thing. I have liked this. And this, when this first came out, I thought that this was a really good compromise. And I didn't understand. They were going to bring this forward. Remember when they were doing originally voting on Obamacare? Graham Cassidy bill was in the background. And they were going to bring that forward. But it never got to that point. They never wound up bringing this forward. So they're calling this a last-ditch attempt. I agree with Rand Paul that this still makes the states dependent on the feds for health care. This doesn't change the fact that people are still looking to the government for health care. It doesn't change that. But I think it's a step in the right direction because it's putting it back on the states. This is all the money you're getting. This is it. It's not a bottomless well. This is the money you get. Figure out how to make it work. So if you have a state this way, you've got Lisa Murkowski, who's in Alaska, who wants, you know, certain things, and you've got, you know, somebody in Vermont who wants something different, and Wyoming thinks a different plan will work for them. This way, you don't have to worry about all the states agreeing on one national plan. How many times do we say that, look, what works in D.C. doesn't work in Montana? So here you go. So now D.C., you know, everybody can have their own thing. And so go for it. And then if it doesn't work, then it's up to you to fix it and try something different. So I kind of like that part of it.
All right. Do you just want something passed, or do you want specifically Graham Cassidy to be passed as a way to repeal and replace Obamacare? Let's go to Dan in Harper's Ferry this morning. Good morning, Dan. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think?
Good morning, Vince and Mary. I just wanted to say I don't want anything more passed. I want Obamacare repealed like they promised. I don't want them to pass any more stuff. I want it repealed, period. That's what they ran on.
So you're taking, this is the Rand Paul position. Look, we all agree on repeal. Do that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what they all ran on, not passing something else to go over the top of it, just flat out repealing it.
Yeah. Are you discouraged that the conversation has moved so far away from that basically no politician, with the exception of Senator Paul, is even having that conversation anymore?
Yeah, I'm a little upset about it because all these newcomers and a lot of the establishment party, that's specifically one of the main points that they ran on. Now they're running away from it like they never promised it.
Isn't this at least a step in the right direction? You may not get full out repeal because, listen, once you put an entitlement in, it never goes away and it never gets smaller. That's just the way it is. That's a fact. So this is at least a way of making the states responsible and saying this is the money you get. So it's kind of at least putting a little bit of a diet on it. Like, at least we're starting to take away the chocolate and the candy bars, and now you got to start to eat a little bit healthier in order to make the money last. And this is what you get, and you got to figure it out. A little bit of a budget.
The reason the entitlements never go away is because politicians never do what they promise and carry through with their jobs and do what they promise to do. And we need to start holding them accountable and either vote in incumbents and independents, or, I mean, something's got to change, and that's where we're at.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, there's a bunch at work here, including the fact that the New York Times reports that this, the way the distribution of the money would go to the states is through what they're referring to as, quote, a complex formula. The more complex things get in the government about how you distribute money in individual states, the more likeliness, more of a likelihood in the future that each of those state senators are going to be solely obligated and solely committed to trying to find ways that they can just get more money into their individual state.
It's very true. Very, very true. 888-630-9625. It is 5:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. We're actually off to a nice quiet start. So good start to our Tuesday morning. Maryland Beltway, no problems. You're up at speed as you head out of Silver Spring toward Bethesda. Oh, what a concept. They're wrapping up the road work on time here. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue, around to Connecticut Avenue, putting the last of the cones on the left shoulder. So still watch. You might see some crews as you work around those curves there between, again, Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. No problems to report as you head north. Virginia 95, 395, 66. Quiet as we head across the 11th Street Bridge in each direction of the southeast, southwest freeway. Anacostia crossings, good. Nice and quiet there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4.
Today, mostly cloudy this morning. Some patchy fog. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon. High around 80 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low of 68. Tomorrow, considerably cloudy. Chance of a slight rain shower. High around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
This is a red siren moment for the entire country. If this bill becomes law, our health care system will be dramatically curtailed, and there will be chaos in many states.
If you believe repealing and replacing Obamacare is a good idea, this is your best and only chance to make it happen, because everything else has failed except this approach, which will work if we get behind it.
The best and only chance to make it happen, that's Senator Lindsey Graham, whose name is on this thing, the Graham-Cassidy bill. And they're trying to get an overhaul of the Obamacare system. Say, you know what? Each of the states can figure it out. We're going to block grant all of this money down to them, and they just figure it out. And Mary, you kind of mentioned this before. The idea that the states would take it on actually is interesting to me for a number of reasons. One, there are downsides, of course. I mentioned them before. But one of the upsides is that this will allow each of the states to become its own laboratory. Each of the states will become a proving ground for a health system that works. So if we have to end up with a system where these states are block granted federal money, one of them's going to figure it out.
Right.
One of them is going to have the best healthcare system using that money. And then other states are going to look to them as the example and say, wow, okay, maybe that's the way we should structure our system. Maybe that's the way we should handle risk pools. Maybe this is the way we should handle subsidies. So there's an opportunity here with 50 different states using this federal funding, coming up with a healthcare system that works for them. It may very well be that they convince other states to follow a good path here.
My concern is that, like, when California offers, you know, Medicare for everyone or whatever they want to call it, but universal free healthcare, and it puts them further in the red, or they run out of money in 6 months, do they come back to the feds with, we need more money?
Always. They always do. But that,
and
but that,
we
that
wind
seems,
up bailing them out.
But that hardly seems to matter whether or not we have a system in place or not. California is going to be crying for a bailout from the federal government at some point for something. So, you know, this the other side of this is fragmenting Obamacare itself. Obamacare is one ubiquitous federal system right now, and it's failing. So what are the solutions? Well, Democrats are trying to present Medicare for all. They want this single-payer system. But if the system's fragmented into 50 different systems, it's a little hard to put your finger on this is how we fix it as a Democratic Party, which is to say move towards single-payer. It may be that, you know, then basically you're taking away their ability to say the system itself needs an overhaul in the direction of universal health care, or at least you've kind of set them back a little bit. So we'll see. John and Frederick thinks this is a bad idea, though. And, John, I want to find out why. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah,
I think this is just like every other government program that sends money to states, like education and highway funds. There'll be some tags onto it in the future for things like, abortions and things like that. It's just going to evolve into another highway or education funding where the government really decides what the states do with the money. And not to mention the administration of each state is going to take so much money just to run each program the way they see fit.
So this is, as John, as you're pointing out, this is an opportunity for a lot of inefficiency in addition to the federal government having sort of requirements in order to get access to this money.
Yeah, mandates, right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, federal highway funds is obviously the best, I think, the best and clearest example of that, where you mandate, like, drinking ages at 21 in exchange for giving federal highway funds to states, where you can kind of like force the states to do all these things specifically in order to get the funding that they need in order to maintain their healthcare system.
Did you notice that we're all trying to figure out how the government can screw it up?
Yeah, that's all. We spend all of our time doing
we're
that.
We're all sitting here going, yeah, how are they going to screw it up, though?
It's undoubtedly on the way. Rich in Berkeley this morning. Good morning, Rich. So do you want the Graham Cassidy bill?
No, I am sick and tired of this. More of my tax money, since Obamacare went into effect, more of my tax money is going toward people who, A, aren't legal in this country, or B, don't work. And secondly, my own care premiums have gone up since Obamacare. I don't like any plan that has federal tax dollars being just handed out, because I want people to stop and think what will happen the next time we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. You don't think they're going to increase this subsidy to the states? This is a disaster. And this makes me think the Republicans are no different from Democrats.
Hmm. Thank you, Rich. Good input this morning. And this is and this is important, everyone. Look, the Republican Party is on the verge of having enough votes to pass this. Desperately, they'd like to do it. This is a five-alarm fire. They are very close to getting this done. So if you're opposed to it, now's the time to speak up. If you're for it, now's the time to speak up. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, great time to get going. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Good. We're off to a nice quiet start around the region. I am looking at a work zone, though. Georgia Avenue commuters just inside the Beltway. Looks like one left lane gets by for now. And they're still working. The cones are still set up. So do watch again. Southbound Georgia Avenue just inside the Beltway for the work crews there. No problems to report on the Beltway at Georgia Avenue where they've wrapped up the overnight work zone on the Beltway. So we're at a nice, easy pace, much better than it was when they wrapped up late yesterday. 66 out of Gainesville, the Beltway, Falls Church, and Arlington looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start to our Tuesday, but clouds will break up to give way to sunshine here this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer. We're into the low 80s. Clear overnight, 67. Sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
So if you're waiting for progress on this Graham Cassidy bill, remember, it has to be done before September 30th. That's when they lose the procedural opportunity to pass this with a simple majority in the Senate. It goes back to a 60-vote threshold to get anything passed, which would be impossible given the current political climate. Chuck Schumer's already promised to jam up the Senate as much as possible over the next 2 weeks to guarantee that the Republicans can't get something through, but they might be capable anyway, considering they control the agenda, or should, the calendar. Meanwhile, on Monday, the Senate Finance Committee is going to hold a hearing on this. That's next Monday at 10 a.m., just 5 days before that September 30th deadline. So the thing is plugging along as Republicans look to people like Susan Collins, John McCain, and Lisa Murkowski to establish which way are you going. So expect a lot of reporters to be badgering those senators as they encounter them in the hallways today.
Yeah, and it's a good sign because Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows said that he thinks it's going to pass. He says he's very optimistic about this. He said, this is what we have, and at least it's a step in the right direction, he feels. So he said it's fundamentally our last chance to make a legislative fix to Obamacare. And if it doesn't happen, the chances of it happening in the future are slim to none, so I fully expect it to make it out of the Senate. The pressure will be so great for moderates and conservatives to get it passed.
Yeah, they say the president's going to spend part of his week potentially while he's in New York talking to senators about this bill. Also, Paul Ryan saying that he wants to give this thing a vote on the House floor. That the goal is if this thing passes the Senate, let the House vote on it as well.
Yeah, he will vote against it, though. Oh, not Paul Ryan. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Rand Paul. Sorry.
Oh. You know what? Sometimes they run together. 528 here on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss. And I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play, and do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the Concierge Medical model has allowed me to take back control of my health care. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824.
or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
And coming up on WMAL, well, the president in New York at the UN, and some surprised at his demeanor. They really thought they were going to get this guy who was going to be all in there, and he's really not being that guy. He's being this cute, charming, lovable Trump. So we'll give you a preview of what he's going to say. He's got a big speech tonight.
Yeah, he's going to fly an American Eagle in.
5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Hurricane Maria making landfall as a Category 5 last night with winds of 160 miles an hour, devastating the Isle of Dominica, says its Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt.
Our first order of business will be search and rescue to ensure that we can account for every single citizen and resident who was on island during this really devastating hurricane.
President Trump has approved emergency declarations for the U.S. Virgin Islands and now Puerto Rico, where Maria is headed, now is an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. The city of Annapolis holding its primary today for local voters to choose candidates, mayor, and 8 city council seats. Polls open in 2 hours. All eyes on President Trump as he delivers his first speech to the United Nations General Assembly. President expected to press the world body on North Korea. You can listen to the president's speech right here on WMAL.com around 10 a.m. this morning. Checking your money, Dow opens the day at 22,331, NASDAQ at 64.54. In sports, sponsored by George Washington University Hospital, Caps lose their first preseason game. Nats on the road in Atlanta tonight. The O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million Americans who love their cars. That's why we put our earnings back into low auto loan rates, like rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles and as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Let's get rid of that and that. and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing.
Spread the word, ma'am. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GWDOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Cruising along Beltway, Tyson's area, Annandale. No troubles at the Wilson Bridge or Legion Bridge right now. Overnight work zone, outer loop at George Avenue. Picked up on time this morning, so you are on time right now. We do have a work zone near the Kennedy Center, though, as you head down the Rock Creek Parkway, alternating under the Flagman direction there. They're scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock. No problem. Southeast Southwest Freeway. Look good over the bridges into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Tuesday. Sunshine mixing into times here this afternoon. Breezy with a high and a low 80s, 67 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 and cloudy in Manassas, 65 in Damascus. It's 70 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning. It's 5:36 here on WMAL. James Carafano's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Talk to him from the Heritage Foundation. Get a curtain raiser on what's going on with the President of the United States as he gives that big UN speech today. 7:35, we'll be joined by Dirk Hare, chair of the Maryland GOP. Discuss all these Democrats who want to run against Larry Hogan in Maryland. How dare they? How dare they? Stay out of his way. And then Jim Garrity at 8:15 joins us from National Review to discuss this GOP debate in Virginia tonight as the Commonwealth watches Ralph Northam and Ed Gillespie square off. And Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais, joined by Mary Walter.
Good morning. So President Trump is in New York. He's at the UN, and this is really his first test on the world stage. Everyone is saying, you know, like, which Trump are we going to get? So before he got there, there are all sorts of prognostications of which President Trump are we going to get? Are we going to get the guy who's going to come in here and just rip the place apart, and he's going to be, you know, the rough President Trump that so many people are so used to? So yesterday, he was at the UN, and he talked about reforming the UN, and he talked about how the U.S. says it is committed to the reformation of the UN.
I applaud the Secretary General for laying out a vision to reform the United Nations so that it better serves the people we all represent. We support your efforts to look across the entire system and to find ways the United Nations can better and be better at development, management, peace, and security.
You know, I was watching CNN yesterday. I had to,
You're the one.
I was the guy. And I was looking at the Chyron, and the Chyron was something like, Trump demands reforms from UN. And it was, like, so fire-breathing. And I turned up the volume, and I heard what we just heard, which is, like, just, like, a pretty basic speech. And I was like, something's disjointed here between the way the Chyron's representing what he's doing and what he's doing on camera.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting? We're going to play more of that. Well, what I thought was interesting is that this is where, to me, this is Trump the negotiator. This is Trump the deal maker coming in here. This is Trump because he said, look, I think we need to reform the UN. We look forward to laying out a vision together. This is something America is committed to doing. So like kind of like, we're going to do this together kind of thing. Basically saying, we're going to do what I want to do. We're going to take this in the direction I want to take this. But this is something we're going to do together. And this is where the businessman came out. Okay, so this is here. Now he goes into businessman mode.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement.
True.
While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
That's Trump the businessman right there. Have you ever heard another world leader say, you know what, we're not getting our bang for our buck out of this. This is a corporation that's pretty bloated, and we probably need to cut some costs.
I've heard a lot of Americans say that. I've heard a lot of Americans say that. Like, boy, I mean, and the idea that, like, he's just assessing the efficiency of this. Like, we increase funding and we get what for it? Right. Like, what exactly? What's the return on investment here? Far too often, that question not asked.
And remember, Trump's a New Yorker. So New Yorkers are very well acquainted with the UN and what a pain in the butt the UN is to New Yorkers because, you know, they don't pay their parking tickets. The diplomats They don't pay their parking tickets, you know. And when the UN is in session, it's holy hell on the streets of New York trying to get anywhere from point A to point B. And that is prime real estate. Yeah. That's the other thing people are like, that's prime real estate. We could be making some serious cash.
Well, in fairness, Trump has a helicopter. So he can fly
this
over a lot.
This is true.
Of that.
But most of those diplomats who wind up to the UN do not. Trump went on talking about it's a business. We can't do business as usual. And he thinks that it's time to change how the UN does business.
We encourage all member states to look at ways to take bold stands at the United Nations with an eye toward changing business as usual and not being beholden to ways of the past which were not working.
All right, so it's time to change. So good.
Yeah, demanding reforms because it's a bloated organization. It doesn't use money well. It's inefficient. Yep. And it's time to, like, I don't know, get control and have everybody pay their fair share. So seems reasonable to ask.
He was true to what he has said about the UN in the past, but he did it very diplomatically, I think, at the UN yesterday. Now, I want to take you back to Nikki Haley on Friday, where she gave us a preview of what to expect from President Trump at the UN.
Right. To start off with the speech that the president gives, I think you can see it for yourself. I personally think he slaps the right people, he hugs the right people, and he comes out with U.S. being very strong in the end.
All right. So he's going to slap the right people, hug the right people. Well, so we saw a lot of hugging so far, right? You know, he was laughing with Macron. Remember, they were having like a little bromance going on there. So he praised the Secretary General of the UN. So he did a lot of the hugging. So tonight they're saying there's going to be some of the slapping.
There's a 10 this morning.
Yeah, the 10
at the speech. Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks like Korea is going to get it, and the diplomat from North Korea will be in the room when he gives his speech this morning. It is expected that he's going to go with a nationalist first, not just America first, but it's going to be based more on nationalism as a way to work together to improve your people, to improve the world and lift everybody up. Sovereignty and accountability are the essential foundations of peace and prosperity, according to H.R. McMaster when he was discussing what President Trump's address would feature. He said, America respects the sovereignty of all countries, not just America first, expects other nations to do the same and urges all governments to be accountable to their citizens.
Well, this is the case is, it's sort of a proxy case for why the United States is interested in America first. So he's going to stand up there and be like, sovereignty is important. He's not going to say this is all about America, but he's going to make the case that it kind of is the reason why we need to be concerned about who our citizens are, how our borders look, our sovereignty.
Exactly.
And Europe is going to take very kindly to that message because right now they're dealing with refugee crises that are ravaging the entire continent. And they're going to look at this and be like, yeah, actually, I kind of buy that. Sovereignty does matter. And boy, have we not figured that out over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
As yet another terrorist attack happens with refugees held in London. So this is the lens through which we're looking at all of this, and he's going to make a strong case for sovereignty today and ultimately for why the United States should be interested in itself first and then everybody else.
So it's going to be a lot of hug yourself, love yourself, and slap Korea. So expect that today. And also, we're going to talk to James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation at 7:05 to get more of a preview of Trump's speech today, what's expected. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Russian forces struck a target east of the Euphrates River in Syria on Saturday, causing multiple injuries to SDF and coalition partner forces. Despite the incident, officials said the coalition and its partners remain committed to the defeat of ISIS and to continued deconfliction with Russian officials. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much going on, 270 as you come out of the Frederick area. We do have the volume, though, on the increase here through Urbana and Hyattstown. Watch for an accident. It's just been reported Middlebrook Road as you approach 270. On the Beltway, George Avenue, all lanes open, overnight work zone cleared. Just inside the Beltway, though, they still have a work crew on Georgia Avenue. Again, just the left lane looks like it's getting through here. Still working on that. Same story with the Rock Creek Parkway under Flagman Direction right near the Kennedy Center. Working on that project until 6 a.m. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Jose staying well off the mid-Atlantic coast, moving northward today. Clouds this morning. They'll break up and give way to sunshine this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer, low 80s. 67 tonight, sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees in the nation's capital at 546. Want new flooring at an incredible price? At 50 Floor, you'll get 60% off during the month of September and an additional $100 discount when you use the promo code WMAL. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
Everything is better on TV.
I'd like to vote for Selena Meyer.
Spies than the Russia inquiry. Even treason's better on TV.
I gotta admit, the upside to the song, like that, I don't even care about the words. It is kind of catchy. I'll give them
it's
credit for that.
It's a snappy tune.
It is a snappy jaunt. Let's go back and establish what happened with the Emmys. The Emmys was nonsense. Let's just say that up front. It was total nonsense. It was just one big Trump attack. And they didn't serve themselves well at a time when they desperately could, you know, try and get an audience. And boy, didn't they. Now we have the numbers. It's with 11.38 million viewers total tuning into the 69th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. They're now tied for their all-time low for ratings. For their all-time low, and you think that, and maybe Stephen Colbert, maybe somebody in there in the production would have thought to themselves, is there anything we could possibly do that would stop the bleeding? No, let's just go with it. Let's just suicide bomb this thing off a cliff. Let's just kamikaze right into the American public and not even care.
You know, but look at the movies, though, and you're so right, they don't get it. Look at the movies the shows that they honored. They honored shows, The Handmaid's Tale, Atlanta. They're very, very, very political shows that nobody watched. They didn't honor the show that most of America is watching. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they have a much higher brow version of art than the rest of the country, Mary.
But see, that's the thing. Yesterday we talked about Rolling Stone and how they're having to sell Rolling Stone on the 50th anniversary of the magazine. Why? Because they've gone political. And maybe they should write about, music. And maybe people will read it again. You know, it's an iconic music magazine. The same thing with
you'd think they'd respond to business incentives. Yeah, same thing with ESPN.
Yeah, I was just gonna say with ESPN. Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe if they covered sports, people would watch them again.
Uh-huh.
Instead of getting my sports with a dose of indoctrination and finger wagging at me because I don't believe don't see the world the way they do.
Look, I mean, there are other market forces, of course, that are leading to declines in viewership or listenership for any particular program. It's just like a million things going on, and a lot of people are moving to other things. But why give them a million excuses to leave? Like, why keep presenting people, your audience, with an opportunity to be like, you know what, I'm out. Like, I don't need that. So this is what happens with the Emmys. This is what happens with ESPN. This is what happens with Rolling Stone. And the funny thing was that Stephen Colbert rolled out Sean Spicer to tell this joke yesterday, and boy, did this look prescient. Now Sean Spicer looks like this is the one time where it's crystal clear Sean got it wrong because it was scripted.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
Yeah.
Both in person and around the world.
He should have screamed,
wow,
question mark.
Really soothes my fragile ego.
Yeah, so no. Actually, no, it wasn't. By any stretch of the imagination, it was an all-time low. But, you know, Sean did his best to try and help them not lose anybody.
I adore
Sean. By the way, this is after Sean had a huge ratings week with Jimmy Kimmel the prior week.
Yes, that's right. So maybe that's why they brought him in. They're like, wow, this guy's ratings gold. We'll bring him into the Emmys. And even Sean Spicer's appeal could not save the Emmys. And the reason they're tied right now is because there are still six counties or six areas, ratings areas in Florida that have six markets that have not reported yet in Florida. So I'm willing to bet if they haven't reported yet, yes, they probably didn't watch it.
This is what we're doing.
You know?
We're waiting yet again for the Florida recount. let me, the one last thing. Sean Spicer apparently traveled to the Emmys in disguise.
No.
His friends are saying he may have actually been wearing some sort of facial hair. Facial hair as he traveled across the country from Washington, D.C. to L.A. to make the Emmys. So if you saw a guy with a scraggly-looking fake beard that looked like Sean Spicer, it may have very well been Sean Spicer.
Good for him. I kind of like that. I think that's kind of fun. All right, good for you, Sean. It is 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Well, that didn't take long. 1 week ago, I issued a warning to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that doing deals with Donald Trump and playing footsie with him would unhinge their voters even more. Well, sure enough, Politico just reported that the Democrat base is growing anxious. Liberals are seething at the idea of bipartisanship coming to Washington. They want Trump impeached. They don't want Chuck and Nancy working with him, especially on immigration. Activists are terrified that Schumer and Pelosi will give too much ground in negotiations over the so-called Dreamers. Far, far left Congressman Luis Gutierrez told Politico he loves Pelosi, but he said, do I now have to accept border security? Do I now have to put up half a fence? Is it going to have electricity and barbed wire on it? See, the liberals worry that if Pelosi and Schumer, Chuck and Nancy, keep dealing with Trump, it'll normalize Trump in the eyes of voters right in time for the 2018 elections. If you're a moderate who wants everybody in Washington to get along, this might come as a surprise. But hardcore liberals do not want to work with Republicans. They never have on anything, ever. They don't want any stinking bipartisanship. They want to wipe Republicans out, and they hate Trump. Too bad the Republican establishment never learned that lesson.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions in all businesses, but rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
5:55, WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have a crash on the Maryland Beltway. If you're leaving the area near Joint Base Andrews, outer loop, it's going to be after Route 5. Seeing the delays quickly are starting to form, so do watch. Fire and rescue units on their way. Top side of the Beltway, you look good. No problems there. 270, yes, it's extremely slow, but I've done a triple check. They say all lanes are open through Urbana and Hyattstown, but heavy as we head through that stretch. Now, once beyond, still good into Germantown and Rockville. Middlebrook Road, westbound at 270 for the crash. 66, here we come with a bit of volume as well in Manassas, and then off and on as you approach Centerville, seeing some slowdowns. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start to our Tuesday, but clouds will break up and give way to sunshine here this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer. We're into the low 80s. Clear overnight, 67. Sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 70 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Experian.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP Winity Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP Winity Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP Winity has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, the president in casual conversation suggesting yet again that he'd like to have a military parade roll through D.C. We'll see. We'll find out whether you think that's a good idea.
And speaking of casual conversation, you got to be careful where you're talking because one of Trump's lawyers was overheard talking at a restaurant in D.C. And it's funny how that makes its way into the papers. You have to be really